For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Hello, New Orleans. Good afternoon to everybody out there. Good afternoon, Southeast Louisiana and beyond. All of our podcast audience, hello. Our Jesus Worship Club audience, hello. Life Songs audience, hello, everybody. How's it going on this Friday? Hey, I hope you're getting ready to come see me tonight. If you're in the Metairie, New Orleans area, it's a free event, kickoff to the New Year Conference. I'll be doing a teaching, 5 Essentials to Winning Your Race. I believe in these. I love this teaching. I've been working on it for a while through the holidays. I got a full band coming out. You just show up. Doors open at 6:30. And get all the details at anadonahueministries.com or lifesongs.com. Thank you, Life Songs, for carrying the event. But let me get a couple more bullets on here, and of course I'll continue next week. But 5 Essentials to Winning the Race. We're describing the race before we get into the 5 Essentials. We were saying yesterday it's not an ordinary race. In fact, the Greek word for the word race, when we see in Hebrews, run with endurance, the race, is agon, from where we get our word agony. There will be times, man, it's not just an ordinary, I think I'm going to get up and do a little run today. This race will take a lifetime. It's an incredible race, but there will be times where there's hurdles and obstacles and like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me, moments. Right? Those are the moments where you will die to self and cling to Christ and be conformed to His image. Sometimes that's agonizing, hence our word agony. Number 2, the race is unique to you. You don't cross into someone's lane. You don't compare yourself to someone else. This is a race with you. With you and God. It's really about the journey of you becoming like Christ, isn't it? Hebrews 12:1, the appointed course of the race set before us. Appointed, marked out especially just for you. That's why it's ridiculous to compare yourself. It's just ridiculous. Don't do that. You compare yourself to Christ. Hey, God, do I look like you in this area? Hey, God, in fact, on my notes that you'll get at the handout Friday night, I mark out spiritual, financial, relational, and can't remember the other one, but 4 areas that you'll say, hey, God, is this looking like you? Because I'm running that race to look like you, to bring you glory all the days of my life. The race, number 3, is full of obstacles, isn't it? Man, there's some hurdles. You can't erase them, and many times they're not to be avoided, but they're going to change you in the best of ways. There's purpose in it all, brothers and sisters. Purpose in it all. And you want to run the race that you win or obtain. There's intentionality to being in this race. I'm going to tell you next week about godly training. Very interesting when Paul tells Timothy, hey, train for godliness. The word train there is in the Greek for the word gymnasium. Isn't that interesting? Again, Paul often using Olympians or runners references when he compares us to the race. But anyway, hey, my time is out. I'll see many of you tonight at the Sheraton Hotel in Metairie. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.